Welcome to Future Proof, the marketing podcast from Kantar, the world's leading marketing data and analytics company, and Side Business School, University of Oxford. In each episode, we speak with marketing leaders and share insights to help brands and business leaders navigate the ever-changing marketing landscape and hopefully dispel some myths and misconceptions along the way. I'm Jane Osler, and I'm EVP Global Thought Leadership at Kantar.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm delighted to welcome our guest today, who's Angel Villanueva. He is the marketing director for Cinépolis. So welcome, Angel. Thank you for being on our podcast.
Hello, Jane. No, thank you for the invitation.
First of all, I want to offer you my congratulations because your ad, one of your outdoor ads, is actually one of the winners in this year's Kantar Creative Effectiveness Awards. So we will come on to speak about that in a little more detail. But I think it might be helpful for our listeners to hear, first of all, a bit more about Cinépolis and what you do.
Okay, sure. We are one of the leading movie exhibition chain in the world. We are in 19 countries in America, Europe, Middle East, and Asia. And here in marketing, we are responsible for delivering the messages to the customers to boost attendance. Cinépolis is a Mexican company. I've been in Mexico and in Cinépolis for like eight years and a half. And before that, I work in Europe mostly for mass consumer markets in companies like Henkel and Bic. I'm married, I'm father of two, I love painting and writing, and I like to run, and this is pretty much it. My life in 2 minutes.
Great, thank you. So let's talk a little bit about the world of cinema, which obviously over the last 2 years has been through quite a few changes. I don't know if you can bear to think back a couple of years and what happened in 2020 and how your industry was affected by COVID-19 and what's happened since then. Can you tell us a little bit about the industry and some of the challenges it faced?
You're absolutely right. As an industry, we were deeply impacted by the pandemic. We were closed for a lot of time in some of the countries that we are in India and Chile, for instance. We were closed like 2 years. So everything changed. We were considered like a beautiful place to enjoy movies and to share time with the ones you love and have a good time, and suddenly we become a dangerous place where you can get infected. I think that we lost the emotional link with the audiences, no? And this is something that we are trying to rebuild right now. And this is right. This is our most challenging journey, the journey that we have right now in front of us.
So, talking about rebuilding the link with your audiences, what are the normal ways that you attract audiences to your venues? I presume you've got a number of different strategies in your marketing. Tell us a bit about those.
We used to rely a lot on cinema advertising. This is something that we did in most of our territories. Before the pandemic, I would say that 80 or 90% of our marketing efforts were happening at the cinemas, no, at a theater level, with advertising the movies, letting know the customers what will come, no, in the coming months. But that changed with the pandemic because the public was not at the cinemas anymore, so we needed to look for different places to communicate with them, to be relevant again, no? That's what happened. And so we changed a lot the media mix, and we are now investing more in out of home, for instance. We are investing in digital channels, social media and the like, and we are working with influencers also. The main impact was the change in the media mix, and also the messages, because before we focus more on the experience as something general, no? You can enjoy a great experience in our cinemas and the movies, no? The content, because the content is the main driver. They come for the content, they come for the movie, but they will come back for the experience. And this is more or less the story that we were building. But right now, or not right now, but in the months after the pandemic, we needed to focus also in safety, and in trying to let them remember what was experienced in a movie in a theater, because after 2 years, many people don't even remember the what different was from seeing a movie at home.
Yeah, and we know from our own media reactions research that you know, looking at different advertising formats, that advertising in cinema is seen as very different and very special and unique, in the sense that, you know, you're usually not distracted by anything else, which is very unusual. Plus, the format itself lends something very special in terms of people's, you know, liking of the advertising in cinemas. In fact, in last year's media reactions, it came out as number 3 in terms of the preferred ad formats that people enjoy. But I guess, yeah, if you're, you know, turning to other media channels yourself to advertise cinema, you know, that's an interesting strategy. And in fact, the winning ad, which I want to come on to talk about, that scored very highly in our link testing solution was in fact an outdoor ad, and if I may just describe it to our audiences, and obviously you can build on this because you know it better than me, but it's an outdoor ad. It depicts a family who are looking a bit scared in a tent in the middle of a forest with a very large bear that's approaching the tent, and the one of them is saying, "I told you we should have gone to the cinema." And then it has, you know, your logo on the right hand side. And it said, you know, Cinépolis sure is a great plan. So, you know, the idea of this juxtaposition between this rather dangerous, slightly humorous situation, and, you know, what they should have done is actually gone to the cinema. So can you just tell us a bit about the idea behind that, Anke?
Yes, sure. As I said, we were used to build our messages talking about very different things, like safety and I don't know, the pandemic and everything like that. So we knew that we need to find a way to, we want to reveal this emotional link with the customers. We need to find a way to deliver the message, but in an entertaining way, no? And that's why the campaign was born like that. It had very different executions. I mean, the one that won the prize or the award is the one with the pear, but we have many other executions, like in disco, in a disco night, with a hire cutter, in a river with a boat, different situations. Every one of them highlight this contrast between what you think is dangerous, no, and a very comfortable and safety place, like it's a theater.
Mm, yeah, and I suppose what you're doing as well here, and in across some of these executions, is, you know, we know that humor, for example, is very effective in generating, first of all, brand recall, which I know is important, but also increasing purchase intent, you know, action versus non-humorous ads. So we know that, you know, funny ads, and by funny, we mean some very light humor to proper belly laughs, they are 28% more likely to be remembered by people who see those ads. And they're also 47% more effective in driving purchase intent. So it's actually, humor is a really great lever for many communications. And it's interesting that we often get the question, like in some categories, you know, financial services, whatever, people think that humor isn't appropriate. But I think you can almost find appropriate humor for most situations, I would say. So tell us about your approach to humor in advertising. Did you brief your agency on that, or did they come up with it themselves?
I think that you have used the right word, which is light. Mm. We knew that we needed something light to take out the everything serious, no, that was around the pandemic. But in the brief, we did not talk about humor specifically. This was something that came from the agency. The campaign was developed by TBWA. We don't use humor very often in our campaigns because the cinema is built on a lot of emotions. The emotion that you like is different from one person to another, no? So sometimes it's humor, but different times you can even cry in a movie, and this is not something bad, right? But for this specific case, we knew that we need something light and humorous situation.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Came like something very organic, no? I mean, I remember that we pitched a lot of agencies for the campaign because we were in a very tough situation. And when we saw the campaign, we knew that that was the way that we need to follow. We were talking about safety in a very, 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 very light way. Not talking about, but talking about that safety is something that you can take for granted, no? And yeah. I mean, I think that the the success came from the fact that everything was like very organic, in the sense that the humor seemed the perfect answer for the situation that we were facing.
You know, I think if we just circle this back to kind of creative effectiveness, which is one of the reasons why you're here, because obviously one of your ads has won an award. You know, our belief is that it's super important to test your ads, because then you can know how people are going to react to it, and you can improve it if it doesn't work. And I just wondered what your thoughts on understanding the impact of what you do, the effectiveness of your ads, how your media is working for you. How do you look at insights and research in your organization?
We do some customer research, sometimes qualitative research, before the commercial to be aired. Not always, to be honest. As I said, I come from Henkel. In Henkel, we used to test everything before went to air, even with quantitative research. This is not something that we usually do here at Cinepolis. We used to test the results, no? Not the commercial in advance. And we do research at the exhibitors of our cinemas to test recall and overall satisfaction with the spot, and they are able to repeat the messages that we want to deliver. Mm-hmm. And we also do some external research in terms of brand values. This is something that we work with Kantar to understand the impact of the overall communication in the values that we are building in the mind of the consumers.
Let's talk a little bit about innovation in the cinema experience, because obviously there's a lot of things going on in the world now. You know, we've got very huge audiences playing immersive games, we've got virtual reality, people talking about the metaverse, maybe not using it quite as much as they're talking about it. You know, what is the trend in cinema content now that you're seeing, the upcoming movies that you are on the slate for the next few months?
I would say, talking about the content, that has not changed a lot compared with the situation that we had before the pandemic. It depends from country to country, but what was working is still working now. I mean, talking about superhero movies, very spectacular action movies. This is something that the audiences love, and they still love and come for that for that kind of content. So it's not about the content, is more about the experience. As you say, we try to go towards more deep experiences.
Yeah.
We have formats with IMAX, but we have also what we call 4DX, with seats that move depending on the action that you are seeing on the screen. And you have like the wind in your face if it's something that is happening on the screen also, and water and vibrations. This is something that is,
wow,
yeah, it's really impressive, and the youngest audiences love it. But and right now we are also trying some new theaters with three screens. You have the main screen in front of you, but also two additional ones on the sides. So you have like 180 degrees of action. And this is something that is developed during the actual shooting of the movie. So the director is already taking into account that the public is going to experience the movie in that way. I think that in the coming years, this is what we will see more and more, no? The experience surrounded you in the highest possible way to enlarge the distance with the experience that you have at home seeing a movie. Because this is something that we will go on seeing, that you will consume content at home and you will consume content at the theaters, but you need to feel the difference. We also have the pampering experience, in the sense that you can order to your seat, and you have a waiter, and you can order, I don't know, a ribeye or tacos, no, to your seat, and enjoy the movie in a different way, in a very different way that you can do it at home.
Yeah, I mean, that all sounds amazing, and I think these actually do tie in with some of the trends we saw this year in our Creative Effectiveness Awards. We've spoken about humour, but we've also, one of our themes was about, we called it escape rooms and how advertising, but I think we can stretch this out to experience in general, are now adopting a point of view which is actually you can allow people to escape from day-to-day reality by giving them immersive experiences, out of world experiences, taking them to other universes, and obviously cinema does deliver that in spades. And I think the other thing that we think is important is, we called it Touch My Soul, was about the importance of emotion in advertising, which I think then again, if we extend this out to your, you know, how technology is amplifying the movie going experience, all of those things that you talk about, the sound, the seat vibrating, the water, the wind, whatever it is, and that there's three screens, they're sort of amplifying the kind of emotional resonance of the content, I guess. So it's actually really interesting that is, you know, the future of where cinema is going. Do you perceive that to be a premium experience? Is that going to be just at the top level, or is that going to be something that is completely scalable to every movie cinema? What do you think?
No, I think that you can find the match between the content and the right experience. No, for the X experience, perhaps it's not for a rom-com, right? So, but for a rom-com, you want a glass of wine and pizza to share with your significant one. We try to deliver the right experience for the right person and the right movie. And I'm talking about movies, but we are also pushing a lot what we call alternative content, which are like concerts, sports, gaming. It's not just movies anymore. It's entertainment in a unique environment. Talking about the advertising, as we are advertisers ourselves, because we sell the space in our cinemas for advertisers. We are also innovating in that field. Right now, we are launching a system to buy a space in our screens in a programmatic way, like exactly in the same way that you can buy a campaign in social media, no? Just selecting audiences and theaters. And as you said, the advertising in cinema is like 8 times more effective, compared with other media. It's not just about the attention, it's also about the mood. You are in a different mood when you go to the movies, no? We are also innovating there, and this is something that we are also trying to grow as a business.
You've been listening to Future Proof from Kantar and Side Business School. For all episodes and more information, visit kantar.com or oxfordfutureofmarketing.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave a rating and a review and subscribe on your favourite podcast app so you never miss an episode.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.